You're listening to SBS News.
A record 919 new cases of locally acquired COVID-19 have been detected in New South Wales. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, reports there have also been two more deaths.
A woman in her 30s from Sydney's West died at her home, and her death is being investigated, has been referred to the coroner, and Western Sydney are also reviewing the circumstances surrounding that tragic death. A man in his 80s from Sydney's North died at Hornsby and Kringai Hospital, having acquired his infection at the Greenwood Aged Care Facility in Normanhurst.
A lung specialist who's been part of a team looking after COVID-19 patients at a hospital in Sydney has appealed for people who test positive to get medical help quickly if their condition deteriorates. Dr. Lucy Morgan says her patient's symptoms have included severe migraine-like headaches, diarrhea and nausea.
If you have COVID-19 and you feel breathless, you have trouble breathing, or you're feeling dizzy, you need to call an ambulance. An ambulance is free, your medical care will be free, and there'll be people who can care for you even if English is not your first language.
Over the last few days, not one of her patients was fully vaccinated. Around 32% of eligible people in New South Wales have now had two doses of a COVID-19 shot. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people should be turning their focus away from case numbers to vaccination rates.
Moving forward, the most important rate, the most important number for us is how many people are protected, how many people have that suit of armour, because we know that keeps people out of hospital, it reduces their chance of being contagious, and it allows all of us to look forward to living life more freely.
In Victoria, Pfizer eligibility expanded to include people aged 16 to 39 at the state's 55 vaccination hubs, but the booking system was overloaded. When these two men in their 20s couldn't make an appointment, they decided to turn up at a site and try their luck.
I tried to book online, but it wasn't too successful. I think it's just important to get the country back open, to be honest.
Yeah, I just want to go back to the pub with the boys, so...
Yeah. I think just to get work and all that back to normal, I think this is probably the right step.
The number of locally acquired infections in Victoria dropped for a second day in a row, with 45 new cases announced. Health Minister Martin Foley cautiously welcomed the fall.
Whilst it's heartening to see a reduction over the last couple of days, we know that numbers bounce around, and it is the trend that the public health officials in particular frame their advice to government and their decisions around. And it's our public health officials who still tell us there is a lot of work to do to make sure that as we take vaccination rates up, we bring infection levels down.
ACT's chief minister says regrettably the territory is not in a position to end its lockdown early. Canberra has recorded another 9 coronavirus infections, bringing the total number of cases there to 176. Andrew Barr says stay-at-home orders will remain until at least September 2nd.
The chief health officer is reviewing the public health directions for the week ahead. The 2-week checkpoint is tomorrow. Now is not the time to be significantly easing restrictions. However, some changes are being considered.
Among the ACT's new infections is a person with a disability. Chief Health Officer Karen Coleman says there are now 18 cases in the disability sector.
I want to reassure people in the community who are living with disability that ACT Health and the service providers affected by these cases have been in touch with anyone who is affected who are considered close or casual contacts.
Queensland has suspended its hotel quarantine program for domestic travellers for 2 weeks to reduce pressure on the system and avoid another COVID-19 outbreak. The program's been processing international travellers and people from Australian COVID-19 hotspots, including New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT. Of the over 5,000 people currently in hotel quarantine in this state, more than 3,000 are domestic arrivals. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says safely accommodating such a large number of people is challenging.
We often don't know from day to day how many people are coming into Queensland from other states. They just turn up, they have their pass and they just turn up, and then they're just needing hotel quarantine. So that means that we are scrambling for hotels. and this has got to stop. It's too much pressure, so we have to put a pause.
Queensland residents and people relocating to Queensland will need to reapply for border passes and make a hotel quarantine booking. Health Minister Yvette Dath says people with exemptions for end-of-life visits or funerals and those needing medical procedures will still be able to access the hotel quarantine program.
This will help us manage room capacity much better by knowing how many people are arriving and when, so we can make sure there's a room allocated to them.
Two truck drivers recorded as positive COVID-19 cases yesterday after crossing into Queensland from New South Wales have been declared false positives. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says when the pair were retested twice in Queensland, they returned negative results.
These two individuals had done everything correctly, so I think even if they had have been cases, it would have been very low risk because of what they've been doing. So thank you to them.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.